Of our Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission hearings. And to that point, I refer you to Mr. Robertson so he can give you the rules and regulations of the meeting.
Thank you, Ms. Wingate. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission is shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chair. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chair will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to an application. If there is a spokesperson or attorney, and I see we have at least one here this afternoon who wishes to speak on behalf of an organized group, we do ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who wish to speak, we ask you to come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other communications or conversations about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And two additional things. One is unique because this is our December holiday meeting. In honor of Lawrence Lank, who was our previous planning director for years and years and years. In December, he dressed up in Christmas gear like we did, and he had musical socks. And he crossed his leg, and we heard jingle bells, and nobody could figure out where it came from. So every year Christmas time, I also make the added request that if you have any musical socks or other articles of clothing, you turn those off or switch to the silent service. That's a tradition we do every year in honor of Mr. Lank, who turned three shades of purple because he was so embarrassed by that. The second thing is that when you come to the podium, you'll see a microphone that looks just like this. We want to make sure everybody can hear and hear, and it gets recorded and goes out on the internet. So there's a button that looks like a space bar at the bottom. Just press that to make sure the little green icon's lit, and you'll also see the green is lit around the microphone itself. And we will remind you of that if we don't see it lit up green. Thank you, Ms. Wingate.